Welcome to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. Your host, Jen Narciso, interviews amazing guests each week to help you become educated, be inspired by other money stories, and stay motivated on your own wealth-building journey. No matter where you are financially, whether you're in debt or financially free, this podcast is for you. Now sit back and enjoy.
Welcome back to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. I'm your host, Jen Narciso. And on today's Mom on the Go episode, I have the pleasure of bringing back on Yandri Mastromiales. Yandri is awesome. She is a mom. She's a real estate agent. And she's helping to teach women how to get their credit right so that they, if they can't purchase a house right now, how they can get their credit right so that they can purchase a house in the near future. And so she's got some amazing things going on. She's doing it all. We're going to dive right in. Today's a short episode. So Yandri, welcome back to the show. How are you doing today?
Hey, thank you for having me.
So Yandri, with all those things I just listed, how are you balancing your family life?
I think it's a work in progress. I don't think balance, you know, exists. You know, we try to think we could have balance, but, you know, I feel like getting rid of that, oh, I need to have balance, kind of helps out a lot. Just for me, it's really helped to kind of merge things together into just life, you know? So for example, if I'm out on a showing, I'll bring my daughter with me, you know? If I'm doing a walkthrough, you know, if my husband is free, you know, he'll join me. So it's kind of like not necessarily putting boundaries on each thing, like, okay, this is only work and this is only family, but just kind of like merging things together and doing what works for your family. You know, every family is different, but as long as they're all taken care of, you know, that's the important thing.
I'm like when I hear someone screaming, I'm like, all right, how bad is the scream? Is it like, yeah, get up now and go check, or is it just like, yeah, they'll figure it out on their own? Yeah, so well, what strategies are you using to be present? Because it's not always so easy, especially when you have a little one, and I know you have an older one. Like, how do you, like, when you're with clients and you're a real estate agent, you're on the go, like, especially in this market, it's nonstop. Like, you have to be responsive or your clients will go elsewhere. Or you won't get the offer. You won't get to access to that. Like, there's just so many things pulling in different directions.
Yeah. I think, you know, we've definitely tried to keep our bedtime routine with my daughter, especially. So if there's one thing that we do, we try to do that, right? We try to read her bedtime story, you know, do a prayer with her before she goes to bed, just kind of like a little catch up so she can have that one-on-one time. So that's one thing that we try to implement. Another thing that doesn't really happen, you know, so as much as we want, but we try to always have dinner together as well. You know,
even how do you do that though? Because that's hard in this market. Like, clients want to go out more like at night.
Yeah.
So like bedtime and dinner are like the times that you have to go out.
Yeah. So what I do is like if I know I'll have a showing at 6, then we'll have an early dinner. We'll have dinner at 5, you know, or sometimes they'll wait for me and they'll just wait till I come back and we'll have a late dinner at 8. So, you know, I've kind of given up on schedules and, you know, perfection. You know, we just do whatever works out, right? So it's not like there's a set time for dinner. You know, we switch it up, or sometimes, you know, we grab takeout, or, you know, it, for me, it's all about kind of just going with the flow. And that's something that I've learned the hard way, because before I used to really be hard on myself about, oh, but, you know, I need to do things this way. And, you know, and now I'm just like, whatever.
Just fly by the seat of your pants. And you
know, as long as we get to spend that time together, it doesn't matter if it's at 5, 8, you know, on the car, whatever, as long as we get to have dinner together. So that's what's important.
I love that. And now I know your son's older. So what have you taught him anything about personal finance yet? Especially now that you're an agent and you're showing him real estate stuff. Like, what have you been kind of teaching him? I know your little one's really little still, so she may not be able to.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, let me back up. How old are your kids? Why don't we start there first?
Yeah, so my daughter's 5. My son is 17. And we've been open and honest with him about all of our money problems. So he's been through it with us. So it's funny because he says, I'm never getting into debt, you know?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we haven't hid anything from him. So he knows exactly what we've gone through. He knows what we've had to do. And, you know, we've been pretty open and honest with him. And we talk to him a lot about budgeting, savings. He just started a job. So, you know, I opened up a bank account for him when he was like 13. So, you know, we've tried to really keep him as money savvy as possible and try to educate him as much as possible too. I added him on one of my credit cards as an authorized user, but didn't give him a card.
Brave.
You know? So he's been, you know,
brave mom.
He's been building up credit since he was like 15, you know? So
that's great though. No, that's really smart though. Just, and I love that you are setting boundaries too, so he can't just go run. But
yeah, no, there's no card, so yeah. You know, we got him one of our old cars, you know, so he drives that car and he's like, yeah, mom, most of my friends have car payments. I'm so glad that I don't, you know, have a car payment. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's really hard to start off your life as a, you know, 18-year-old with a huge car debt. Like, yeah.
And then college debt. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, we're really trying to set him up. To give him a good foundation for his future, you know?
Yeah, no, that's so smart. And like literally, so if you have not gone and listened to last week's episode, definitely go back so you can hear his story. I know you guys had to make some major decisions. That's really cool that you brought your son into it. And now he knows, like, he lived it. So he won't do that. And he'll set an example for your grandkids one day if that's how he chooses.
Yeah.
Well, the final question I have for you is, what do you struggle most with being a mom and trying to optimize your journey to financial independence?
Well, I feel like, you know, as moms, we judge ourselves very, very, you know, we're very tough on ourselves. And I've had to let go a lot of that. Like I was telling you, letting go of perfectionism and even opening up to my son about our debt struggles, you know. You want to put in this kind of like mask that everything is always good, right? And that you have everything under control. But it's, you know, it's good to be vulnerable, to let them see, you know, you're not perfect and you don't have all the answers. And that's okay. You know, we're all just, you know, trying to get through things. You know, we're just all a work in progress. So for me, it's been good to, I've had to learn to not be so hard on myself and just know that I'm doing the best that I can, right? I'm doing the best that I can as a mom, as a wife, as a business owner, as a advocate for my clients, you know, and my best is enough, right? So I don't have to compare myself with what, so, you know, such and such is doing.
Yeah.
As long as I know that I'm doing my best, that's what matters.
Yeah. And I know I say this often, but we are so hard on ourselves as moms, as women. It's like imposter syndrome, all the things that, and like we're doing, like you're doing it.
Yeah.
And you're still hard on it. And I'm the same way. It's just like mom guilt or just women guilt,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't serve anyone when you beat yourself up for whatever you think you should have done or didn't do, you know. I feel like as long as you know you're doing the best you can, then that's all that matters. Now, if there's room for improvement, then you just take that action and you know, the next day I'll do things better, you know.
I love that mindset.
And I think that's one of the things that COVID has taught us a lot, because I was very different before 2020, you know, like I was telling you before, I was very type A personality and everything had to be done exactly. And now I'm just like, go with the flow, like,
yeah,
you know, like there's other things that are way more important than, you know, at what time we do X, Y, and Z, you know? So
yeah,
you just learn to really value your family and your relationships and just life in general, because, you know, with everything going on in the world, it's like, if you're alive and you're breathing, hey, that's a blessing.
Yeah. And we are, I feel so privileged where we sit right now with everything going on in the world. It's yeah. We're able to have this conversation and not be running from something or someone or, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Yandri, thank you so much for coming back on today's episode. It's been a blast. I always love talking with you. How can my listeners connect with you further?
So they can check me out on Instagram, Yandri Realtor. And then I also have Your Money, Your Home. And they can check out my website, yourmoneyyourhome.com.
Amazing. I will put links to all this in show notes. Yandri, again, thank you so much for coming on. And yeah, it's been great chatting with you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All righty, that wraps up another amazing episode of the Investor Mama podcast. Yandri is so much fun. I hope you enjoyed it. And so if you did like today's podcast, along with my other content, please subscribe on the platform that you're listening to and leave a rating and written review. If you do, send me a screenshot. You can email me, Jen, J-E-N, at investormama.com. And I'd love to send you a free calculator. So go on and do that. It also really helps let the providers know you're finding value with my content. And so that would be super awesome. And if you know anyone else who would like to hear or learn about the Investor Mama tribe and be part of our community, please share and let them know that Investor Mama is here and that we exist. And so the more tribe of women we're out there helping, the better. And yeah, just please feel free to share on social. Find me on social. If you are not, you can go to investormama.com/connect. All right, this wraps up. I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Investor Mama podcast. If you like today's episode, please support us by clicking subscribe on the platform you are currently listening to, leaving a comment or awesome review, and spreading the wealth and sharing this podcast with friends and family or on social media. Don't forget to check out investormama.com to connect with our community and sign up for our email. Stay tuned for next week's episode.